Welcome to the Jerry Bader Show. Good morning. My name is Greg Belfridge, filling in for Jerry today, and we're talking about the minimum wage, asking whether you would support a government-mandated increase, whether you think Congress should force an increase to $10.10 in the minimum wage. What are your thoughts? You can email us on the regular show email or call us at 406-1360 or 888-455-1360. Let's go to Ron from Sheboygan. Hi, Ron. You're on the Jerry Bader Show. I think we may have lost Ron. Let's go to Paul on the road. Hi, Paul. You there?
Hi, Greg. I don't think our politicians or anybody else is really highlighting the fact that beyond the people who are making minimum wage, what about the people that are making $9 an hour right now, $10 or $8 an hour right now? They're going to automatically be boosted up to that level as well, which also is going to affect those businesses that aren't paying minimum wage right now. And what about people who, let's say, are making $15, $18 an hour? They're not going to see a raise. So now what you're going to do is you're going to bring those people's living standards down because things are going to cost them more. And I mean, last time minimum wage went up, I don't remember when it was, but my employer didn't give me a raise who I was with at that time when I was making more than minimum. What about the person that's making $11 an hour? They're not going to get a raise. Now this person next to them was making less, who might have just started, is now going to be only a dollar an hour less than them, and they may have been there, at this place for 5 years.
Paul, that is such an excellent, excellent point. I want to spend a moment on that. Thanks so much for your call. Do you understand what Paul is saying there? Because talk to small business owners, and they'll tell you the same. I just spoke to a small business owner here where I live, and he was saying the very same thing. Understand what he's saying. You've got employees maybe who are making more than that, making more than the minimum wage. And I've got employees then who are making what would now be below the minimum wage. And I have to raise them up. Well, that money that I could have spent on raises for other employees, I don't have that anymore. Now, who's making better money? I mean, generally, who's making more money? The employees, right, that have been there longer, right? Or the employees that are performing better, they tend to get raises. You get performance raises, correct? So the people who are making more money are those who have either been there longer, have more experience. The people who are performing at a higher level, they're earning more money. When you take what's available to that small business owner and you say you have to increase wages for these starting employees and for, what might be a brand new employee, he's brand new. He or she is brand new. And you've got to increase their wage. That money that you could have spent on raises for your performing employees, you no longer have it. And so what it means is now you're compensating people who may just be starting or people maybe who aren't good performers. Maybe they're not good at the job and they don't perform very well. Now you're taking that money that would have gone to your perhaps more valued employees that are doing a great job. You don't have the kind of money for those kinds of merit raises anymore because you're having to increase the base wage overall. Those are the kinds of real things that occur when you start talking about a government-mandated increase in the minimum wage. That money's got to come from somewhere, and other employees are going to feel the pinch of that as a result. And we're going to get to some more of your phone calls coming up as to whether you think it's a good idea or not to raise the minimum wage. Give us a call and we'll get you on the switchboard. 888-455-1360 is our number. 888-455-1360. My name is Greg Belfridge. This is the Jerry Bader Show.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roofs of Northern Wisconsin.